Welcome to the Filmware podcast. We're back in the studio again after holiday episode, and we're back again with another fantastic guest.
Yes, we are.
Sam, take it away, please.
Right then. This is a bit of a, it's become a bit of a significant feature, this.
Okay.
We're trying to outdo each other with the best intro.
Our emphatic intros.
My ego is waiting.
It's going to get charged.
Yeah, it is. You're not going to be able to get out the door. So, our guest today is a true creative force. Look at that. That's already a good start, isn't it?
It's a good start.
Shaking up the world of both music and fashion.
Wow.
I like it. Keep going.
Look at that. Across Europe is what I meant to say. Across Europe.
Wow. Yeah. Not wrong.
She's modelled for Cheetos.
True.
I really wanted to just say that one, to be honest.
Do you know what? That is the highlight of my CV. So I'm really glad you included it.
She's earned as a musician over 780,000 streams. I bet you didn't even know that.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I did the maths. And you scored in the top 10 of BBC Introducing's best songs of 2022.
Wow.
Remember that? Because we performed it together.
We did.
On the old radio waves.
Yes, we did.
No.
She's also a brand ambassador for the likes of Savage Fenty. We have an actual Rihanna ambassador over in the room. This is royalty.
We'll take it.
Wow.
Right? She was on the panel of the RNCM Creative Innovators Award.
True.
So just wanted to say, because that really made me laugh.
Oh, thanks.
No. And she works as creative brand director for the likes of Before July, South Street, and Mercy.
Oh my gosh. Wow. And I better add Wonder Doll.
And Wonder Doll.
Yes.
And soon to be ambassador for Feel Weird Clothes.
We'll take it.
Oh, yeah.
Had to say that.
We'll take it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lois Ray Smith.
Thank you so much, guys.
Wait for the mic. Give her a clap.
Absolutely.
I'll actually come here again. I think I should.
It's a great intro.
I'm blushing. That was a very good intro.
And the thing is, there's so much more to say.
There is. But I mean, before we start, I just want to say, guys, like, I think what you're doing here is amazing. And I'm really, really happy to be here.
Tell us all about it.
Come on.
You guys are just unreal. What you guys do here is so special, and you build like such a community. I just want to get out of the way before we start ripping each other.
Yeah, give us our flowers.
I just want to say, like, you're building something amazing, and I'm really, really happy to be here.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Very welcome. I'm now feeling a little bit guilty for belittling your modeling career to just Cheetos.
Well, we're going to cover a lot of that today. We've certainly got
too much smoke up your ass, you see.
We've got a lot of great topics we're covering in fashion and music and so on and so forth.
Do you want to hit us with the first one?
We'll start us off with the first one.
Oh, hang on.
Go on.
We don't. We want to look over
Splinter.
You can't see Splinter.
He sat in the shadow, and they've completely forgotten.
I was just about to look at the notes for it.
I want to make a point that Splinter had his moment in the sun. He had his flowers.
He'll return
to the
sun.
We had a Graham Norton-esque episode where he interviewed us two, and he was in the hot seat.
Which I'm sure you listened to and watched.
Yeah, which I'm sure you watched religiously. Anyway, he's now back in the shadows, but you can hear his sultry vocal cords.
Clearly a result of my hosting of the episode has resulted to me sitting in the dark in the corner.
Unfortunately, until you've modelled for Cheetos, you don't go on the camera. It's not that hard.
It's quite simple, really. That's fair enough. Well, I do have your starting question.
Oh, yes.
And I'm now just bringing it up on the screen. If you could time travel and witness any event in history, what would it be?
Oh, my God.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Go on then.
To not make this the long...
No, it's not.
It's basketball related.
No, it's not. Great. I didn't even think of that. First thing I thought was...
It's conspiracy related, 100%.
Splinter's correct. The building of the pyramids, obviously.
Oh, my God.
Get me there for that.
They're moving 50 to 100 ton rocks.
Yeah.
With just people.
Do you know what? Like, me and my boyfriend were actually talking about this. Is it aliens? Is it intelligent life? Is it giants?
Is it...
Delete all of those notes. We're going into this for the next
This is what I said it was going to cause this.
All I care about.
We did a conspiracy episode for context. We did two conspiracy episodes back to back, which are biggest episodes to date now. Yeah. And we covered the likes of a lot of this stuff.
Of what we wanted to cover
as really a slither of it.
Yeah.
But that's the first thing that came to mind before sporting event, before anything significant. You want to see Martin Luther King do his I Have a Dream speech?
Fuck that.
No, I don't. I need to see what they did and how they built him.
He's a human being that said words. Well, we've all seen it before. Have you seen have you seen slaves lift like such
granite blocks?
But how did they do that? Do you think like we could just tap into a different frequency at that time?
Fucking love where this is going.
Who knows? She's the right kind of response.
I'm fresh off a couple of really mind-boggling episodes of Joe Rogan I've been listening to as well.
Yeah. So okay, like, we don't need to go there.
Yeah,
we
so do not get into the longest segment this because we would do an hour on this and how they did it.
Yeah.
One of you, please go on.
So I'm going to... We've almost swapped there because it's me that waffles
on. Oh, you're going to go sport an
but
event?
But I'm going to say, I've got to say, being in the new camp of the treble season when United won the Champions League.
What year is that?
99.
Boring.
Oh. 99.
So when you were a bambino?
I was one.
Oh.
Absolutely. But I've got like mates whose dads were there. And the story I heard once of a mate's dad who was like, so for context, equalised last minute and they thought it was going to go extra time. And then they won at the last minute.
Okay.
So people had not even finished losing their shit after the first goal. And my mate's dad like jumped up and celebrated and fell like five fucking rows down, smashed all his face up and then got up. They scored again and he did it again.
Oh my gosh.
How quickly did he score after?
Violent.
Literally like less than a minute.
Yeah,
like,
who was the MVP?
70 seconds.
Who was the MVP?
Who was the MVP at the time? Cantona? Term.
No. I think, actually I don't know who it was.
You know who it was. It was Ollie.
Solskjaer.
Yeah, but he wasn't, he wouldn't have got man of the match for, well, he probably wouldn't.
Yeah, he probably did.
But realistically, anyway, it was Beckham. Anyway, Lois, go on.
Where would you go at any time in history? What would you like to any event? Witness?
I don't know if... Have you already asked this question to other people?
No.
No?
I think I would say like the dawn of time.
Ooh. Oh, you're going way,
I'm going
way,
back
way
to
back.
The beginning because I just want to know what happened. Like the pyramids, the dinosaurs, the Bible.
Sure, you're going way, way back.
Like I just want to figure it out. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
I don't want to get too religious or political, but like
it's a good one.
You wouldn't have much company. But how would you just be you and loads of bacteria?
But yeah, how would you witness that though? Because like, where are you even?
Can you witness that? Can you witness
we're
it?
We're getting really.
Look, she's just like floating in oblivion now, and just like bang.
Neil deGrasse Tyson on the.
But maybe now. Like slowly, so I can actually see what happened. Do you know what I mean? I don't want it to bang. I don't want a big bang.
So you want
it
just like played out? You're at right at the moment.
Yeah, I want step by step.
It'd be like the Adam Sandler film where he's got the remote.
Click.
Yeah, click.
Yeah, great film.
And you'd have to just slow mo.
Yeah.
Just rewind. Yeah, that's something that's not right here.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to know.
I like it.
That was three very.
But I probably would have actually said the pyramids. I'm not
well,
just saying.
I couldn't really top the pyramids, so I went straight for the treble season.
Pyramids is a great one, but
it's a bit of a contrast.
I feel fucking stupid now.
Some great answers, but to get us into our first segment, thank you, Splinter, for that.
No, you're welcome. Thank you. Great answer.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. It was a great question,
great
as per always.
Thank you.
Desert Island Discs is a segment we've been doing for every guest we've had on so far that's been a musician or involved in music. So it means you're on an island, you have three albums to listen to for the rest of your life.
And albums is the important thing because people have got confused before.
Yes, we've had people come up with singles and we're like, you've already done
you've
it.
You've wasted it. You've got three songs. You could have had 30. You could have
three albums.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
The rest of time.
You know what's,
oh, look at this. This
you
is
know
fantastic.
What's wild? I don't know if I know the name. I know the albums, but do I know the names of them?
Do you know the artist? And we can.
So I think Noah Cyrus, I think the album's called The End of Everything.
Oh, pressure.
It could be called. It might not be.
Pressure.
But I. For context for Spotify, we're pulling up Spotify.
Context for Spotify, we're pulling up
Apple Music
Spotify.
Listens, do you see it there?
I
on
think
that
it's
list?
That one with the orange.
The like, end of.
Oh, yeah. It is. It yeah. is the end of
yeah. I absolutely
you
love that
album. You do know
album.
Your favourite album.
I do. I love that album.
Only eight songs. It's
oh,
only
I've heard
little...
July. July's a
tune. Yeah.
What and was it about that album?
Do you know what? There's a couple of albums and like EPs of hers that I just really love. And I would say like that I probably should mention them both at the same time. Like Dolly Parton is a huge inspiration for me. So I feel like Noah's kind of like, obviously she's been like heavily influenced. And I think...
And she's the edgier Miley. And
she... Let's go for like Dolly Parton, the greatest hits.
Oh.
Can I do that? Or is
no,
that cheating?
You can't.
So I think it's basically because like I'm not like the most amazing singer, but I love playing like piano
just
and
bollocks.
But I'm not, basically what I'm trying to say is I'm not like a Whitney or something. Do you know what I mean? And especially like where we came from, there was a ton of Whitneys like at our music school.
That's kind of valid.
But like, I think like people like Noah Cyrus, and especially Dolly Parton, like if you think of like, I Will Always Love You and like the way that Whitney sang that, but Dolly Parton like kind of did it in her own way, just with a guitar, and it was just equally as beautiful in a different way. Mm. And I feel like Dolly and Noah like helped me to see that like it's all right to just do your thing. Do you know what I mean? Especially as a singer-songwriter, you've not got to like belt it out or like be some kind of extraordinaire. I mean, it's great if you are, but like, do you know what I mean? I think that's why I like those two so much. And obviously they're quite similar, like little country twang and like guitar vocal.
Well,
love
this
that.
Is it for a bit of context for our artist over here. You've been a very successful kind of R&B artist so far, haven't you?
Yeah.
But a little teaser.
Well, actually, like probably what a lot of people don't know is that like I actually did write country music first. And then when I kind of like, I met my producer and he was like, what kind of music do you listen to? And it was all R&B.
Yeah.
So he was like, because I was actually going to say that, my third album would be SZA. You know, SZA's album with Snooze on and
absolutely,
all that. Like,
yeah.
I absolutely love every single track of that album. But like, Oh, I was only listening to R&B at the time. So I thought it was just natural for me to do that. And like my producer's an amazing R&B like producer. So like...
And you write what you're surrounded by as well.
Exactly. But I think like now I'm kind of like going full circle back to a bit more of like a singer-songwriter vibe. Like I've been writing a lot lately, just at the piano or guitar. And it's like... Also, what I love about... I know this is a massive album. What I love about this album is it's not really R&B, is it? There's just a bit of everything on
that. Yeah.
And that's so brave as well. I feel like all three of those artists are like, do you know what? I'm just going to do what I do and like unapologetically. That's what I love about all of those guys. But yeah.
Big boss energy, those three as well.
Yeah.
And to be fair, for just being... If we're just talking literal for your three discs, it's a shitload of songs you've managed to squeeze in there. As well.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
It's the rest of your life, so you're going to need them.
R&B, pop, country, nice mixed bag. You can listen to that for the rest of your life.
Definitely.
It's a solid list.
Yeah.
I could listen to SZA forever, to be fair.
Yeah, love her. I feel like we've definitely done a SZA cover.
We've done good days before.
Yeah, we have.
You've done a couple collabs?
Yeah.
Live, no digital footage of this?
There might be.
I think there might be.
What was the event called, Lois?
It was for One Extra, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought so.
It was like... Have you got some footage, Lily?
I've got footage from your gig.
Oh.
Slaps then.
Yeah, it was... Wow, was it like 2021?
No. 2022? It couldn't be that far ago. I think it was late 22 or it was early 23.
Really? Yeah. Oh, it feels like a long time ago. More, like longer than that.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, it was like... It was DJ Ace who's always supported me on One Extra. And I think he's moved now. I think he's moved to Kiss, if I'm right.
Yeah, that's pretty big news. He's like a champion DJ.
Yeah, he is like a huge, like he literally changed my life. Like when I started out in music, like nobody would listen to my stuff. And then I actually sent it to like 100 different radio stations and like one got back to me. And it was actually Ace's PA who got back to me at the time. Now she's like doing amazing things. She's like an amazing producer. Nice. She does like introducing on One Extra now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, like, so I was emailing everyone from like community stations all the way up to like Radio One. Mm. And one person got back to me, it just happened to be Ace. And like, he's since like supported me so much.
That's cool that like all of the stations that are supposed to support grassroots music just weren't up. Yeah. Radio One Extra were like, yeah,
but he's supported so many like up and coming talents. Like he's really like fresh on the pulse with R&B. So like, and like, obviously like he toured and we did his Manchester show. So yeah, that was fun. We had a good time.
Yeah. So I mean, this is the thing. So now you're changing into, you're transitioning.
Yes.
Into your country music, back to your roots.
Yes.
I mean, we'll get a little taste for that later in the live performances. Yes.
We certainly will. Looking forward to seeing it.
Sneaky.
Well, while we're keeping off the music and going into your fashion side of it, we're certainly going to go through it. Splinter's going to pull up some items that we've got from some viral fashion trends.
Okay.
And I want to get a couple of words on your thoughts on them. Do you love it? Do you hate it?
Fresh hot takes.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Don't think too much.
I'll say love it or hate it and then I'll give you a word.
Okay. I'm going to guess it's going to be a mostly hate it.
Oh, really?
None of these are big hitters, but yeah, let's get them big screen.
Oh my God, yeah.
Zoom that right in.
Yeah, because I am very blind. Yeah,
firstly, we got the pea-stained jeans from luxury brand Jordan Luca for $800. What are your thoughts
hate
on this?
Hate it, gross.
Yeah.
Done.
What, you don't love the jeans that look like someone's pissed his pants?
No.
You don't love the high fashion piss your pants jeans?
Hey,
well, okay,
gross.
For context then, like 800 quid, I think that's a bargain.
Guys, you know you doing this, I could lose my job because if I say like...
It's a good point.
No one pull up any of the brands that Lois
Yeah,
well,
oh, no, but if I say hate it and then I go into work and they're like, oh my God, that was revolutionary. Like, sack
it's a
that
very
girl.
Good point. But to be honest, with the stuff we have on this list, there's going to be very little you're going to go, this is a big deal for me to say I don't like it, to be honest.
Okay.
But Splinter, please pull up the next one.
I saw these.
Yeah, these are bad. This is the Nordstrom Mud Jeans, $425. What do you think? To walk around like you've been slid down a hill.
I actually like these. I love
these.
And my word is controversial because I know you guys don't, but I love it.
I would say if it
wasn't...
Do you wasn't,
love it? $425 worth, love it?
Yeah.
Because even the cut though, it's not even... Look at the...
I've got a good jeans.
I respect that. To be fair, because if it wasn't actual mud, I quite like the colour. I mean, fucking hell, look at the jeans I'm wearing. Like, they're a bit of a...
No, but yours are a lot nicer.
I like the colour, to be fair.
I think, to be honest, like, that image doesn't inspire me. Like, those shoes and the top, like, gross. And the little label, like, not loving it. But, like, I think...
Those
so the fit's wrong, then, is what you're saying.
I think, yeah, if that was worn by the right person in the right context on the right shoe, I think it's going to be out. You know, even if there was like mud on the floor. Absolutely. And it's like a, like it's like a kind of symbolic thing, like rising from the earth or being connected to the earth. I kind of like, I kind of rate it.
That's why, you know, she gets paid the big bucks.
That's why she knows what she's doing.
Because I looked at that and went, this man's been rolling around in dog muck.
Yep.
No, I like it.
Literal poo on his knees and he's fucking 500 quid.
Yeah, horrible.
And you're right though, the shoes really don't start well.
No,
they don't. It's, the little trashy next.
Do you know what? This is why I have a job, because it's all about context. Like, absolutely. If that was shown in a different... I don't know if you guys seen the Balenciaga show where they had all the mud on the ground.
Yes, yeah. I did see that.
Like, you know, if that was... If somebody was walking in a Balenciaga show with those on, it would make more sense.
It does look like a next home shoe, but the model fell over before the photo. Yeah.
And they went, we just got no time, just get
on. Yeah, just carry on.
Yeah. Next one, please.
The fucking mud's really like... It's, the one on his arse cheek there, that's shiny.
It's wet. It's fresh.
Do you know what it looks like? It looks like... Do you remember that video, that northern bloke where his dog pulled him over in the mud? And the video starts when he goes, don't even fucking talk to me. That's all I'm seeing. His jeans look like that.
Maybe that was
him.
He
went and flogged him for 500 quid after it.
Banana stuff. But go on, next one, please, Splinter.
Go on, hit me.
It's the Balenciaga bag that was $2,000, which strikingly resembled the IKEA £1 carrier bag.
I originally thought it was.
I did. I thought it was a back-to-front photo or something.
It really looks to be.
I was really confused.
And I hate to say it, so because of the yellow one, the straps, I prefer the IKEA one. You know, and I'm just... And this colour, I'm a big fan of the colour.
Yeah, me too.
The material, the size, for everyone to go, what lamp have you got in that? Yeah. What set of drawers is in the side of that bag?
So is that a win or a loss for you, that?
For $2,000.
The bag on the right is I hate it, but the bag on the left is I love it. I've got friends with that, you know, the mini bag.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I actually rate it.
It's because IKEA are literally one of the goats for branding, I think.
Yeah.
There's a reason why Virgil Abloh was like,
yeah, he did his whole collection.
Yes.
I really wanted the clock.
And like, who doesn't love a Swedish meatball?
Oh!
Who doesn't love a Swedish meatball?
Fucking yes.
Course.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's kind of like a 50-50 for me.
Yeah, all right. So, well, shout out to
price is important as well, isn't it?
Price
that's where I've got it.
Is it 2,000?
Yep.
Crazy.
Jinx.
That's just Gen Z Mary Poppins, isn't it? That's just what this bag is.
I don't even feel like that's got a zip. It doesn't strike me as the kind of bag that's got a zip.
I think they've really cheaped out if they haven't even bothered to put a zip in it though. Because if that's an open bag and you can't close
that. It doesn't look like it's got one, and that's important for me. If I'm paying £2,000.
Yeah,
so I don't want my stuff falling.
I don't
want
to have to put my own zip in it.
Yeah, next one we got Margiela's free destroyed sneakers. $1,425. $1,425 for these Margiela's. This one I feel like is going to be hard for you to
convince. Yeah, that is really hard.
Because they're already beat.
Why are you laughing? Do you think they're so terrible?
The shoes themselves, as someone who's a big sneaker fan, the shoes aren't even cool. If it was at least a nice silhouette, because they look very much like 2000 Supras to me, and they just look like they've been ran for a cheese.
Well, I'll tell you what, because you're thinking, I completely agree with Liam, but what I will say is, the beat up look isn't what concerns me. Because
it's the shape?
It's the silhouette.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The silhouette's the problem.
I mean, like, even your is it the Chinatown shoes?
Chinatown, yeah.
Like, and these other, what are the ones where you can like scratch the fabric off?
They did an Air Force One for
Air Force One. But anyway, like the beat up look on a good silhouette, I think it's quite cool.
Yeah.
Look at literally the shoes distressed. I'm wearing, my 95s are falling apart.
Oh yeah, and the distressed look, that's it. Yeah.
Because they're falling apart, they still kind of look cool.
But that
I think it's the shape for me that it's a hate it.
It's the silhouette's the problem.
It's like a very shit Jordan.
Hate it, distressed. That's my word.
Yeah. I'm distressed looking.
But yeah, I am distressed.
Oh, that was we have to go to the next one. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so these are Gucci's $500 upside down glasses. They are what they say in the tin. They're upside down. Yeah, you know what? Give them a flip
insert
so you can see them. Give it a flip so you can see it around the right way.
Oh, will it not turn the whole way?
It's not going to
turn
the whole way for it. Yeah, lowest thoughts on these.
It's giving Edna mode.
They are very Edna mode.
Dara love it for me.
No, I can't get it back, can you?
Because I can see...
he's
but it's adding to the ambience, do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? The perspective of it.
But if I saw, what job could you possibly do where you're going to take, if your GP was wearing these, you go,
no,
you're not
that's
the person
not,
for me.
That's not where I would envision placing them. But like, I think you could do a really cool shoot with those. Like, you know, even if you were like lay on the floor and it was like upside down or playing with perspectives.
That's a good idea.
I think like this is really cool play of perspectives.
Okay.
Obviously, you're not going to put them on if you're like a receptionist at the GP's office.
Or just if you're going to see the photo, just a classic daughter of a Victorian.
Yes. Again, it's like time and a place, and
Do you know what? You've educated me there, Lois, because I actually don't think the glasses are
the problem. I mean, that looks crazy. That looks so cool. Like, imagine.
Yeah,
you sold it. You could
honestly
do it.
Your it's album what she's, cover. It's what she's it would
wearing.
Be amazing.
It's what she's wearing that I don't like about that photo.
It's her. Yeah, it's so, love the glasses, hate
she's
her.
She's very Victorian.
Yeah, yeah, fuck her.
I'm joking.
You know what?
It's a dead trim as well, isn't it?
Receptionist. It's a dead trim. Receptionist at a Northern
Victorian,
Quarter Barbers.
Victorian receptionist.
That's her.
Yeah, she does coffee on Oxford, on Oldham Street.
Yeah.
I think that's really like a big look and I'm a love it.
You're here for it.
It's
okay.
A complimentary way of saying that she looks like a Victorian slave. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, next one. Another one again. Extreme worn Balenciagas.
I mean, I feel like I already referenced this, so I'm going to have to say love it.
Yeah. You can say love it for it. But Sam, you've not got any ties. You can see what you think. So, I mean, to give you context, $1,850 these cost. $1,850.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. Because if you'd have shown me this before, showing me the other distressed shoe, I'd say they look like a bag of shit.
Yeah, these are the...
But they're way better than them.
Yeah.
Way better than them.
They are.
But I love the Converse-esque, like, Chuck Taylor silhouette.
They literally ripped him right off.
And I actually quite like the spray paint effect. And
love.
Little cheesy little twister here. But behind Lois's head is an Air Force One eye spray paint. Yeah. Feel weird stuff on.
Yeah.
I actually really like that look. But it's the piss stain for me that I'm not a fan of.
No, it doesn't look... It looks like these would be like the house fire ones. Because that's what they look. The other ones at
you
least
planned
like
that.
Clean.
That's funny. That
I just thought of it now because they literally look like they've just been someone has been killed in them shoes in a house fire.
You know the question: if your house is burning down, what would you rescue? My man said he's Chuck Taylors, didn't he?
He said he's Chuck Taylors.
He said he's Chuck Taylors. He went back in for his Converse and they didn't make it.
No, he didn't make it, but his shoes barely did.
Pushing two.
You guys seen that episode of The Inbetweeners where somebody borrows the shoes?
Yeah,
they go to the club.
Oh, they did.
One of them. It was Simon. That is kind of given.
He has to trade him with the guy on the street for him.
And then he went and sold him for £1,800.
And Carly's like, ew, what's that smell?
Yeah. It's not the smells
piss.
Following us. Yeah. That's a great
That's episode. A top tier reference as well.
Yeah.
It is.
But yeah, love.
Oh, go on.
That's the conclusion of that.
I feel like I loved most of that.
I could do that for an hour.
Have you got a favourite? Anyone got a specific favourite? Because I actually think these are really cool.
I'm going to go with the glasses. You know.
If they were a little bit less distressed, dare I say it.
It's just, I guess it's this bit, isn't it? In the middle
of
the
spot. Yeah, his socks
but
exposed.
The rest, this shoe, I think the top shoe looks really
but
good.
But also, how many wears are you getting out of these though? Just walking.
As many as you want because they're already like...
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Before,
they're not just actually
so special occasion though, aren't they? That's what I mean. I guess this damage. They're so special occasion. That
that's like taking your missus to prom kind of shoe, isn't it?
Just this effect on the bottom of the shoe. Just
it's even like maybe a stage shoe.
Yeah.
Or like a press shot shoe.
Well, do you know what I do respect though is that they've committed to it because have you seen the Vans? I can't remember which one.
You're talking about.
Yeah, the wavy ones. No. So the beat up ones they've released and they're literally just muddy Vans. There's no different at all.
Would you put just Mischief the Vans, please? You spell it without the vowels in it.
The Mischief ones, the wavy ones.
The wavy ones. They're the one Mischief I love as a brand and I would absolutely adore to have anyone who's from the creative department from Mischief on the podcast because they keep ripping off very famous shoe and clove like iconic designs and then putting their terrible twist on it and making it weird. So they've been...
So is it not an actual Vans collab?
No, it's not. They've been sued by literally every company they do this, but then they just go, we'll drop it from being released. So it's more for clicks, but I absolutely love it. So they did this very famous, like got the
This is the sneaker
silhouette.
Equivalent of Morris Sings and Singsbury's.
It is exactly that. I absolutely
just
love it.
Changed the name.
They did the same with an Air Force One. They've done it with a Jordan One. They're just toeing the line of dying to be.
That's a big pull though, getting Tiger.
It is. But I think because they've got enough, what's it called? Credibility to do this now where they can do silly versions of shoes and people go, hey, that's supposed to be an Air Force One. They go, no, it isn't. It's called a super normal Coke White.
The Mischief logo where it would normally say Air Force.
Yeah. But they keep doing this and I can't think of any other examples annoyingly right now, but they keep ripping off.
I think that's so cool. It's like I think they should keep their artistic license for that because it's just...
Yeah.
It says a lot.
Absolutely.
I think
the parody effect is
the
actually
way
yeah.
they do
cool,
it,
isn't it?
Is they'll make a really limited short supply of them. Mischief are also the ones that did the, you know, the big red boots.
Inflatable. They're sick, I think.
Yeah, that's
which were they're probably their most famous
if
piece
they were,
just
if
because
it didn't cost more than your like Christie's bollock.
Yeah.
I would literally have one here.
That was free though, so it's not even good. But this I think is a good example because this is the first time they didn't rip off anything other than what Playmobil or the Lego. What would they look like?
Playmobil.
I was going to say, actually, like, what about when they have to make their own thing? But I didn't realise that was them. So fair play.
I think their whole play is so clever because they make something outrageous knowing they're going to get sued and go, well, we won't mass release it, but we've made 100 pairs, so we'll obviously sell these to the highest bidders. Yeah, it's a heel.
Oh my God.
You go check the one underneath it, you can see.
That's mad.
Yeah, I love that.
Wear that around.
That's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's an offshoot, but I think the Mischief are great, and I would love to have someone on the podcast to talk about them because they make some ludicrous stuff, but it works.
Yeah, they just kind of like take a design and fuck it up a bit, and it's like...
That's what I do by accident. Oh, are they the ones that did the Adidas box? The box
they
shoe?
Did. They
Surely
did.
That's fake, right? You can't walk...
No, the
box is a real
They just
shoe.
Have the most like enormous wedge, so you just...
Yeah.
So
for our audio
tall.
Listeners, it is literally an Adidas blue striped shoe box.
Thank you.
With laces on it. The same size as well. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Tell me you won't rob them.
Every day.
Right, to get us our next round though, we've got some quick fire questions before we go into more understanding your creative process because I certainly want to hear a lot about that.
Okay.
So I've got 10 questions, I'll do 5, Sam will do the bottom 5 and give us just one word, two word, a short response into your thoughts and teams.
I really don't trust myself to do this, guys.
No, these,
so
these
I can't
are,
think.
These
I just
are totally
say.
Safe. These will not
okay,
hurt your
safe.
And just remember, if
anyone.
You embarrass yourself, it's going online.
Yeah.
I did tell Lois before that like she was saying that other podcasts maybe would not give her like
A heads up.
And I said, no, we'll give you the heads up and then expose you.
No, there's no gotchas or nothing that's going to hurt your pocket. So first one, these are nice questions. Hmm. Dream brand collab.
Oh, wow. Oh my God, that's a big question.
Lois Ray X who?
Oh, wow.
Because you're in such a like unique space.
You mean as a creative director?
Well, as whatever format it is you like.
That's what I mean by the unique space. You've literally got feet in both camps.
Do you know what? Like, I would love to work with like a high fashion brand, of course. Like, so
some more jeans.
Yeah. So I can make some muddy clothes.
But she'd stage them very well.
She'd stage them very well.
I would also really love to branch into like men's wear.
Okay.
So this isn't quick, is it? Oh my
That's
God.
What you want.
I love like Stone Island.
Right.
I'm really inspired by like natural elements and I feel like they do such a good job, like the neutral tones and like
I
they
like
do
the
some really
stuff
cool
for that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. And all their collabs like with musicians and stuff I think are really cool. And then maybe Prada. I love Prada, like just a really classic.
Yeah.
Clean brand that I could just put my name to, not as a collab like, but as a creative director, I would love to like do some work for them. Yeah,
well,
I'll
tell you what then, as a musician,
like, okay,
you are Lois Ray Smith, you're a famous music artist now, like you got the Travis Scott collabs, all this stuff, like you can have your, whether it's a shoe, whether it's a
oh my
piece
gosh
of clothing, something
that
a
is
collection.
Such a difficult
yeah, collection yeah
that is such a difficult question for me, especially because I work with a lot of brands that obviously
I know that's like
so mention
the biggest loaded question for
Prada,
someone like
mention Stone Island
yeah
for you as a creative director, but what about you as an artist?
What about me as like a person? What do I wear a lot of?
Because it's a bit like the Golf the First stuff with Tyler Cray, like it's his merch but it's a it's a collection.
I mean, I like Alexander McQueen. I like Adidas originals, that'd be cool.
That trench coat's Adidas, by the way.
I'm trying to think of anyone. I mean, this. I'm probably going to finish this podcast and think, oh my God, there's
think
so many that I didn't
over,
say.
Yeah, classic.
That's a really hard question.
Come back to us on that.
What about you guys? Can you guys give me some?
So for me, it's really easy to want to say Nike.
Yeah.
Just because I used to work for Nike. I've been a fan for them forever. And also it's not the most, even being the biggest sportswear brand, it's not the most unattainable
no
option.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
The bag above you there, someone I know who used to be my manager had two events with Nike to have their own collection with it. People come in. We went to it in time when they opened the Nike store there to make their own jumper. So like you got to pick from like a ton of different styled palettes of their sweatshirt.
Nice.
And then you would come back in half an hour, whatever, and they'd made your custom sweatshirt with all these different panels, you could have multiple swooshes, all that stuff.
I was wearing that yesterday and got loads of compliments.
You will do. So I think it's not the most out there.
It's not, ironically, not
even though it's the biggest name.
Yeah,
it's crazy attainable. Out there. So that would be my...
I suppose it's like part of the culture is like... Yeah. Yeah.
And they like very to keep much. On the street level though.
Yeah, 100%.
Mine's fairly easy. I'd say Stussy or Carhartt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Gulf of Fleur. Yeah. Gulf of Fleur is literally like...
Any one of those.
I can see you in a Carhartt vibe.
Yeah. Oh, I've got that way too much well. Carhartt stuff.
Yeah.
So much.
Oh my God. Will you come back to me and then I'll...
We'll come back
I'll
to you.
Try
we'll
and,
come
I'll
back
try and be a bit more concise because you guys are really concise.
This
good,
one...
Good quick fire round so far.
Good quick fire round. No, it's number okay. Number two, next. This one, surely you're going to have an answer for. A fashion trend that needs to die. What are you seeing out there on the streets? You're going, we need to get rid of this now.
Something just popped to your head straight away and yeah, I wanted to say
what's
that.
What's the first answer?
I wanted to say that.
And if either of us are wearing it, that's okay.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, it's probably... skinny jeans on men.
Oh yeah.
Do you know?
Skinny I thought they were long gone now, but you do still see people every now and then.
I mean, I don't think it's a trend. Skinnies. It's just something that I don't like.
No, I agree.
We're going to call it a trend and it needs to die. A very, very horrible death.
So they ran the streets in the 2010s.
They did.
Early on. And I think their time's come now where they're... Let's bag it up.
Can I partner that with cuff chinos as well?
Cuff chinos have been gone apart from if you're... Some
it's not 2007.
No.
Yeah.
Not wearing your V-button-neck River Island t-shirt.
At Fashion Week this year, Paris Fashion Week, there's been a lot of like, what I just couldn't get on board with. Like there was so much I could get on board with, but the one-legged trouser was...
I did see that.
So let's pull this up. On, do you know I did brand see that. For this?
It's several brands at Fashion Week. If you type in like...
Paris Fashion Week.
Half trouser Fashion Week.
Like, so like, you're describing a skirt then to me? I don't know what that means.
That's quite funny.
Not quite that, no. Let me think of some guys who did it. It's like one, it's basically just one leg. One
like
leg in.
Skirt,
and then did it have a leg
describing.
Playing around?
Yeah, just like a one-legged trouser.
Oh.
Here we go. Like this is more. Yeah, I'm not really a massive
with like just bare leg exposed.
That middle one, like I'm struggling quite, a bit.
Yeah. So that is literally one trouser leg for our audio listeners and just one leg.
Just a leg out.
It's just a, that's just a...
What
just
do you guys think?
That leg thing.
I've seen jeans where they've been so baggy where like so much of the leg is out and I think they're cool enough to be... Yeah.
They're cool
like,
in the right
like
place.
Yeah. Kind of
in this
I like
category,
that.
But I think this is just a bit too much.
An entire leg out.
I don't think I could go out with like a blazer on and one trouser leg.
No, because you assume everyone's going to go, sorry, miss, you haven't noticed your leg has, your whole trouser has split.
That's like, you know, when grandparents are like, oh, you got some rips in your jeans.
Your shoes are destroyed.
You do like, walk around Deansgate in Manchester now though and see people like, see girls dressed in high heels, blazers, and then exactly like Splinter said, trousers where it's basically just the whole leg is ripped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, okay.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's like, I like to see other people and stuff like that. But for me, I like my own like personal style. I'm quite clean and like
neutral. Yeah, and you won't be seen dead in it is what you really want to see.
Yeah, but I don't hate it on other people, you know.
Okay, I got you.
Very Switzerland.
She has to, it's part of her job.
I get it.
Next one.
Because when Balenciaga phone up and they go, hang on a minute, you were slacking those off.
But that's the thing with trends, isn't it? You see something, you think it's absolutely vile and then... Yeah. 3 months, 4 months later, you're wearing it on the high street. So,
that's a good point.
5 years ago, I wouldn't be seen dead in baggy trousers.
No, and look at you now.
I wouldn't be seen
dead,
in
skinny jeans.
No,
yeah,
so,
not
fair
at all.
Enough.
So,
next one. I think it's a great question. If you could dress any fictional character, who would it be, and how would you style them?
Ooh, okay.
I can't get Bart Simpson out of my head now.
You'd style Bart Simpson?
No, I wouldn't want to, just because you've got cross-eyed, bog-eyed Homer behind you.
maybe we could do Harry Potter.
Harry Potter?
Yeah, weird. Because of his glasses. His glasses are cool. But then I think I would like future, like retro future Harry Potter.
What's he wearing then? Describe the fit. What are you putting him in?
I think maybe we could do like a really baggy silver cargo.
Ooh.
And like really chunky, like a really chunky boot. Just like really like go... the polar opposite of what Harry Potter is, because I think he could look kind of chic. He kept the glasses.
Well, it's the nerd look, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like a maybe
so
like
keeping the
keeping the
glasses
and keeping the little
is.
You know that like the little scar.
Yeah.
The scars give.
Are you switching all this up?
I'm switching all. I'm switching up the cape.
Like, stock image,
but you know that you know the scar. The scar's actually giving like you know because it's like a lightning strike. It could give some kind of like space. Theme.
I see.
Like,
I was just thinking Thor. Put him in a full Thor outfit.
No, I like hers. I like the all grey.
maybe like a really silver, like futuristic, maybe like a Yeezy vibe.
Like, I like it.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like, really like just bring Harry Potter into a new realm. Keep his magic, keep his wand, keep his scar, but everything else has got to go.
Yeah, but lose the shoes.
Yeah.
lose the scar.
Yeah. That's it. He's a space wizard.
So he's a Jedi.
Time traveling.
Future retro space wizard. Time traveling.
Space Jedi.
I love it.
Wait, did you write a book? Like,
We just wrote a sequel.
The Star Wars Harry Potter collab.
Yes.
Indeed, right. TM. Adidas are going to just like style right.
Do you not feel that? Would just feel like Jamiroquai and Harry Potter into one.
Yes.
Like that's space cowboy.
Point. Yes. Kind of that the way exactly he dresses. The vibe.
Even though without the hacks.
I'm a space wizard.
Let's get like Jamiroquai's fit on Harry Potter and like silver it up.
Yeah. I think we've done some of that.
What's the hat they wear? They wear on Goblin.
A fluffy hat.
He wears a lot of different
books. The hat that talks.
Oh, the sorting hat. He's chugging the sorting hat on him.
Listen, I'm a nerd, but I don't give a fuck about Harry Potter.
It's a sorting hat, but it's got a brim on it.
Yeah, right.
There we go.
It's Jamiroquai's hat.
That's what I mean.
There we go. Yeah.
So really, now I'm just picturing Jamiroquai in Harry Potter clothes.
It's a new era. It's a new era.
I will ask that question to everyone who comes on here.
I love it.
Because no one's going to say the same thing twice.
No, it's not. And I think that's
Jamiroquai Harry Potter is my favourite.
I'm going to have to try and design that.
It's going to take some real beat in that.
Okay, next one. One surprising thing people wouldn't know about the fashion industry.
I think that it's not as savage as the music industry. It's actually, people do think the fashion industry is savage, but especially when like working with small brands, it's really wholesome and you can have like loads of fun with your friends. And I think like customer facing, it looks really serious, but it's like this. It's like it's a proper fun vibe. And that's why it was such an easy transition for me. I mean, you'll know, like working in fashion before, like it's really nice. So yeah, like the music industry, really wholesome, really like obviously on the right side of the industry, like this kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really translates.
The right side of the diddy.
That's nice.
Yes.
That's good. So, I like it.
Yeah.
That's a good positive one because you would expect a negative when you say what's something surprising. It's good to hear.
Honestly, I've been really, really lucky though. I can't really think of many negatives, but
that's good.
I think
that's good to hear though, especially because maybe if this was 5 years ago, maybe even a couple of years ago, it'd be very different.
I mean, obviously there's horrible dark sides to every industry, especially the fashion industry.
And
I think the people who probably look the most glamorous but have it the hardest are the models, because they like mentally, physically, they get put through so much. It's really hard modeling all day.
Yeah.
There's so much pressure, like
very
mental health is competitive.
Well.
Like if your images don't look right, you get sent home, and it's like if you've not got a thick skin, that's like really soul destroying.
That's brutal, isn't it?
But you soon like kind of get used to it and get used to the ways of working, but it's definitely not as savage as the music industry. So you guys would be fine.
Yeah. Well,
keeping it moving. One item in your wardrobe you couldn't live without.
It's got to be that trench coat.
It's got me because I wear this all the time.
It's so
trench coat.
I mean, it's probably going to be like a trench because you can just chuck it on. I can wear it with a heel or a boot or even a trainer.
Yeah.
And you can wear it in the summer open with like shorts and a little tee, or you could literally like layer it up in the winter. So probably a trench. Easy. I'm trying to speed it up.
That's fine.
No, you're good.
We abandoned the quick fire thing.
Yes.
The first question.
Slow fire.
Well, right. Okay. So the next one is, considering that you've worked, lived, like just traveled so much, what is the best city for like just style? And I'm talking clothes-wise, like you're walking into Milan or whatever, like what are the people walking around in?
Who dresses the best?
Yeah. Definitely not New York. I was really surprised. I thought I was going to absolutely love New York. And there was some really cool, like obviously street style there.
Yeah.
But I think we do it really well in the UK. Like Manchester and London do it really well. I think...
Say it louder for those at the back.
I didn't realise how like fashion forward we were until I went to other places expecting so much.
Right.
But I think like we've got like so much self-expression. Like when I, like in Manchester or London, I see like people just really expressing themselves through the clothes. Love that. Mm-hmm. And then I think, obviously it's so like cliche, but I think Paris for not necessarily the clothes, but the styling. Yeah, the okay. way that they like style a scarf or a sock or just, you know, a bit of a finesse.
I do think just standing in Paris though makes you instantly look cool.
Yeah, it so makes
is
things.
Is that not really fair? I think that's cheating.
Go yeah, on. Maybe. Especially if you've got like a croissant or something.
Yeah, isn't it? Like, yeah.
You just I mean, look what, like a...
the equivalent in Manchester is literally a state bake. So
that's it.
Like, there's nothing wrong with a state bake.
There's nothing wrong with a state
bake. There's everything right about
absolutely.
A state bake.
Absolutely. But it doesn't really, you know, it's not the aesthetic look, is it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Ask me in 5 years' time when the trend like, changes. The working
Sam, I think you a Carhartt campaign holding a state bake. In Manchester, in the Northern Quarter.
That's perfect.
So many of my favourite things in the world.
Trademark it.
In one go. Anyway, continuing. So that was. I mean, to be fair, it wasn't the quickest of quickfire rounds.
No,
anyway.
That's no, my
but,
fault.
No, it was not your fault. But the next thing, what I really wanted to cover was, so normally we've had before where we do like the Mount Rushmore of artists that have like massively inspired, whether it's musicians or whatever, for a music guest we've had on before. Mm-hmm. So for you, we really want to do a Mount Rushmore of best dressed musicians.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So Mount Rushmore's four.
I always forget.
You've four. Got.
Okay. So four. I'll definitely do Noah Cyrus. It sounds like I'm absolutely obsessed with her, which I am.
Do it.
Like,
good.
She's just so gothic, like ethereal. I absolutely love how brave she is. Yeah, like, yeah. She does some wild things. So brave. I think, maybe I could say Elvis.
Sure.
Because he's just so wild. Nice. Michael Jackson, obviously. Oh, yeah.
Great.
Michael
choices.
Jackson's just like on another
it's
level.
A big free already. I like
that.
Great
stylish.
What's the look though? Because you've got from 50 years almost of Michael.
It's just like the black, obviously I love black leather, the white socks, the moonwalk with the socks, the boots, the black chunky boots, like amazing.
Shout out Michael.
And then one more.
It's a great list so far.
Maybe
two dead, one alive.
Maybe I could do kind of like maybe a Britney or a Shakira. Or like a Christina, you know, Christina and Dirty. Like just something really sexy, really like girly. Like that when I was little, I was looking at that thinking,
all three
oh my
of those
God.
Are nice. Like early 2000s. Yeah. Like their prime years for
you
their
know,
fashion
the mini skirts, the big chunky belts. Even Anastasia had like such a cool vibe.
Yeah.
The big glasses.
Yeah.
Love. And the little tiny crop tops and the, I mean, if the
that's
like,
all in now as well, isn't it?
If the abs come with the outfit, then I'll take it. Do you know what I mean?
Abs do not come included.
Shame.
Abs not included in this purchase.
That's a really very quick, solid four.
That's so bold as well. I love that.
Yeah, a bit of a variation. But yeah.
Well, I was going to say not what I'd expect, but like,
I mean, I skimmed over Elvis, but just because it's so iconic, it's hard.
Everybody gets the Elvis thing. You know what I mean? You don't need to explain why Elvis was cool. You know, I think that's pretty fair.
Also, so you're talking about someone in the 50s. Like you're talking someone who's so
timeless.
Long ago, without any influence from, like now we've got so much influence for what we like to wear from based on other people.
And just think, what did the Elvis film come out last year?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah. To think that that film came out literally 50, 60, 70 years after he was like peak.
Yeah.
And still everyone's like, yo, this is cool.
Yeah. He's been dead, 20 years before he was born? What was he born? Dead in like 72? I'm guessing 72 to Elvis' death. 77, nearly. So it's enough time going by.
Even the hair is just iconic.
Mad.
Yeah, no, I'll give it that Michael as well. Solid. Solid ones.
Absolutely.
You know which one I'm going to throw on? I'm not going to do a four because I'll be here for 90 minutes. I think Always Dressed is really cool is Matty Matheson. You know he plays Fack on The Bear? Would you call Matty Matheson fashion? He's got his own brand and because he's a big guy, it's a bit of because he's a big guy, but the way he layers like workman style clothes and jackets with like a flat skater
I don't know if I'm
cap.
Thinking of the same, which
tap
one?
Tap in Matty Matheson fashion. And you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. But I think
I just can't remember which guy in the bear he is.
And because he's this guy.
Yeah.
And he's the only one that's actually a chef. So he
is true.
He's the only one who's a chef.
I
didn't know that.
But going through some of his fits, I love the way he layers stuff, like with shirts and a simple vest and a hat underneath.
Yeah, that's so cool.
He's a big guy.
Love.
But that's not the best fit for him. Usually the way he tailors,
I actually
like,
love
well,
that
pink
outfit.
Shirt as well. But his use of colour and silhouette, I think always, he just looks so cool whenever you see him. So I really like his style.
I love his style.
Do you want to throw
it's
one
a very
in
good
there?
Shout.
Came to mind.
It's just got to be Tyler Crater that I can't really think past it. Tyler, the Creator. I think
but Tyler makes it cooler because most of his
is that your answer for everything?
Probably. I think
he said it every episode.
I think you're right.
There's not many questions you could ask me that I could answer with.
But
Tyler,
most of his fashion before it even comes up is white tee, logo in the middle, coloured cap. And obviously
that's none of the stuff I'm thinking
not
of.
Broken.
That's none of the stuff I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of his like his golf
amazing.
And first stuff.
Yeah, it's such
gorge.
A good fit.
Yes, he just makes
because his old skater stuff's cool as fuck anyway. But
no,
like
love.
All
but
the
he's
new
one of those guys where
stuff.
Anything he wears looks cool though.
Yeah, like I really
he
I
looks
need
cool
the Converse.
And everything.
I need the new ones as well. You know the dog on the bottom.
Yeah, love him.
Oh,
big fan. I went to
say Charles Gambino. To be honest, Donald Glover. I think he's definitely
going there.
Gambino's another good one. Kanye's, I think, the top of the tops for this. I saw. There was, just to go on off a tangent here, there was a fit he had in 2017 and he got roasted for it. And then it was someone I follow on TikTok reviews fashion who said, what he's wearing now is the most fashionable thing, but at the time straight garbage.
Yeah.
Because it was so ahead of his time
for
the kind of stuff that he was wearing. But I think he's always been like that way. He said in interviews where he likes to think for fashion 10 years in the future all the time. And I think the way that he layers stuff and the kind of people that he's friends with, that he's friends with Virgil when he was
some
here.
Of the Yeezy silhouettes are so amazing.
So cool. But this is the thing, it's like now, obviously, including me, everyone's wearing Carhartt now. He was wearing the messed up Carhartt stuff like years before everyone else was.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of his stuff is very similar to, you know, Jerry Lorenzo from Fear of God. I think a lot of his stuff is very similar as well because he's the one who did the whole Essential collection.
Yeah,
but that's ironically his least impactful stuff because I think he's got such interesting layered heavy set stuff.
Sorry to interrupt, but can we have a moment of breaking news where Kanye and Bianca are divorced?
I did see that today.
Has that happened today?
Apparently so. Well, that's just because she was sent to watch him anyway, isn't it, Liam?
Yeah, probably so. But anyway, not to get off onto another conspiracy.
We shouldn't go there.
No,
we really shouldn't go there.
That is
a crazy topic to address 5 minutes before the end of the podcast.
No, literally.
For so many reasons.
No, literally. Go on. What we want to know, especially because the amount of cool shit that you're doing at the moment. Like, I mean, first I want to know, where do you see yourself leaning into the most? Are you going to take a moment for music or?
No. I like have a very like romanticized view of my life, I think.
And
I don't think it's impossible to do it all. But like there's a way that I love looking at life. This is gonna get really philosophical, probably really cringy now. But like I think like I see creativity as like a lens, basically. Mm. And like you can do stuff in your life to kind of polish the lens, if that makes sense. So for me, and it's different for everybody. Like for me, it could be like as simple as like eating well, exercising, meditating, walking on the beach, playing my guitar, singing, like stuff just comes through me. Like that for me, it's not like, oh my God, am I doing music or am I doing fashion? It's just something that I do to try and keep like my lens polished. And then when I do fashion stuff and I've got to come up with a creative concept, I'm clear, if that makes sense. To
like that.
So it's not necessarily like, I don't really compartmentalize creativity in that way where I think, same with art, like, because I'm really passionate about art and I've like just started getting into that, but I try not see them all as separate things. I just think I'm just doing it and trying to like refine and like...
Maybe that, I think that's what makes the best art though, isn't it? Where it's all synonymous.
Yep.
Yes. So I don't know is my answer really. I just go where feels good, which...
That's
probably
a better answer than like binning that off and doing this. Like,
yeah.
You're doing it all.
Yeah. And I mean like fashion and music really. I mean, music didn't fall into my lap. I've been doing music since I was five. But like fashion really did fall into my lap. So it's like I just kind of like go with it, go with the wave and like enjoy it. And if it feels good and it's adding value, and like I mean, you guys know all about that. Like if you're doing something that feels good and it's adding value. And hopefully you're making like a living where you can be comfortable, then I think just do it.
Absolutely.
Top tier answer.
Yeah.
Top tier advice, that.
Top tier advice.
So, yeah, thanks.
Creative Swiss Army
Yeah,
knife.
Welcome to Lawrence's TED Talk.
See, I'm not just stupid.
Like, no, you're not stupid at all.
No, that's great.
Well, no, I mean, you dropped all that advice and then you're going to deliver an incredible performance that they can all tune in and see as well. So,
wow.
That is a guest and a half.
We'll see.
So, we're going to have to wrap this up, aren't we?
We are indeed. So, thank you very much for coming on.
Oh, it's been such a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
Where should you look out for you?
don't find me. I hate the internet. Okay.
She'll find you. You'll see her stuff.
I'll find you guys.
She'll see your stuff.
No. So just Lois Ray Smith on Instagram. Yeah. I've got a TikTok, which I never use. I hate the internet, even though I owe my entire career to it. So, I mean, maybe just don't find me. You can email me. Like,
well, I'll shout for
I'm a grandma.
Head to Spotify and listen to Lois Ray.
That's you the way to do it.
Because her music's sick, even though she's changing it all at the moment. Yeah. It is still sick.
Yeah. Spotify. What are they? Apple Music, all the... Yeah.
All
iTunes,
the above.
All the above.
Streaming platforms. That's what the professionals say. Thank you. That's what they say. Right, amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming.
No, thank you for having me.
I mean, I know I'm going to tell everyone that you've come all the way from Lisbon just for us.
Yeah,
sure. Just for us. So thank you for coming away from
thank
Lisbon.
You so much for having
just
me.
Just for us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
You're very
it's
welcome.
Been amazing.
You're welcome.
Until next time.